and welcome to season 2 of 180 Degrees. For the next 8 episodes, we're sharing stories from people across Ireland working towards a cleaner energy future. We chat to the people who are making a real difference in the area of sustainable transport, home energy, and in our communities. We hear from businesses who are cutting carbon emissions, and we learn how energy research is shaping Ireland's future. 180 Degrees is brought to you by the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland and is supported by the Government of Ireland. Today's episode is called Green Hotels Are Here to Stay. Hello, I'm your host Louise Ryan, and joining me today is Áine Martin from Hotel Doolin in County Clare and Dervla Stapleton from SEAI's Business and Industry team. In this episode, we will be chatting about why green hotels are here to stay. Áine is Green Team Leader at Hotel Doolin, where she has led a number of inspiring initiatives and has been instrumental in securing Hotel Doolin as Ireland's only carbon neutral certified hotel. Dervla and her team work with businesses all over Ireland who are trying to reduce their carbon footprint and become more energy efficient. Thanks so much for joining me today, Áine and Dervla. Welcome to the podcast.
Good morning, Louise and Dervla. Thanks very much for having me too.
Thanks a million, Louise.
It's great to have you both. Áine, I'm going to start with you. Doolin really has it all, doesn't it? The home of traditional Irish music, the Cliffs of Moher, the Burn and the Aran Islands all in your back doorstep. And now the first carbon neutral hotel in Ireland. So can you tell us a little bit about Hotel Doolin? What makes it so special and what keeps guests returning?
Hotel Doolin is a 17-bedroom boutique hotel and we're located right in the heart of Doolin, a village that's very well known as being the traditional Irish music capital of Ireland. I suppose what makes us special and different is that we just have this wonderful team who are always friendly and make the guests feel really relaxed when they come here. And we describe our food and our dining experience as being fine dining without the fuss. We've music 7 nights a week in Doolin, and Doolin is in one of the most stunning parts of the world. Community and people are also a really key part of our culture here in Hotel Doolin. And protecting the stunning environment where we're so lucky to work and live in is a key part of our ethos. And the guests really feel that from the moment that they make a telephone call to book in, to arriving, right up until the time that they leave the hotel.
Absolutely. I've had so many great nights in Doolin. So what started you on your journey towards achieving a carbon neutral hotel? Where did you even start?
Yeah, so about 8 years ago, we decided to set up a green team. And we gave ourselves 3 main aims, and those aims were to reduce our carbon footprint, to increase our involvement in the community, and to purchase locally. So we created the green team by subdividing the team into 4 different categories. So that's energy, water, waste, and then there was corporate social responsibility and green purchasing. And so there was members from different departments of the team on those teams. And then about 4 years ago, we decided to push the boat out further and become carbon neutral because we had achieved our aims in terms of the targets that we had set ourselves. So we implemented a comprehensive carbon and energy reduction plan, as well as reducing the amount of waste that the hotel was creating. And we did a lot of fundraising through the team, which also made our daily work enjoyable. And we purchased about 70% of our food produce from a 30-mile radius of the hotel. So that's supporting local businesses as well.
That must make a massive difference on the the local community in Doolin and beyond in Clare.
It does. So we have 17 rooms, as I mentioned already. We also have a barn venue, which is where we host weddings and music gigs. Under normal circumstances, the capacity of the barn is for up to 300 for a wedding. And because we only have 17 bedrooms here in Hotel Doolin, other businesses benefit. So like the B&Bs, the campsites, the restaurants, the bars, the ferry operators, florists for weddings. So that's just naming some of them. So yeah, it has a very positive impact on our local community. As well as actually we have 90 staff, most of whom are from the local community as well. Most families in the area would have somebody related to somebody working here in the hotel.
Oh, absolutely. And are they all really invested in the idea of being carbon neutral? And
yes. So from day one, when we have the new members of staff, do an induction. We do a whole piece on the green program at the hotel. So people are invested from the very start. And we try to make it fun. We try to keep it simple by not using big terminology. We tell people that, as an example, when you're segregating waste into the bins, don't be afraid to ask if you don't know what bin to put something into. And likewise, for the team members who have been here longer than them, that they explain in a positive way how to do it. So we have energy charts where we'll give information on what time equipment has to be turned on and off at, and same thing for lights, which is obviously beneficial for reducing our electricity costs and kilowatt hours that we're using as well or creating.
It's just really inspirational listening to that, Anya, because it's a real cultural shift, I think, for you guys. Could you maybe describe some of the initiatives that you put in place just to reduce your energy use in the hotel?
Yeah. So I mentioned already the energy charts. For the kitchen would be the biggest energy using department. So the head of the energy team is the executive chef. And it's just in our ethos to constantly think, okay, well, maybe, for example, it might go below zero. So is there a need for a keg room to be turned on? Maybe we can turn off the keg room because it's going to be kept cold enough already. The staff actually come to us with ideas. And when it started 8 years ago, maybe I was the person who was kind of pushing it. And now the cultural shift has changed. Staff come to me with ideas, many of which are just wonderful and don't actually have a cost. So yeah, the team are really well invested in it.
Yeah, so it's really a bottom-up kind of approach, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a real sign of success, isn't it? You know, when your staff are coming to you and they're actually bringing you the ideas.
Yeah. We also changed our heating system in 2017 from oil to an air-to-water heating system, which didn't involve a capital investment for the hotel. We basically rent the system for 13 years. And the system runs on electricity. We use green electricity in the hotel, 100% green electricity. That was a really good, positive change that we did for our energy. And it resulted in a 40% decrease in oil in the first year. And it also is much better for the guest because the guest has 21 degrees Celsius heat constantly, whereas with oil, you're turning it on and you're turning it off, and it's hard to kind of budget because you don't know when. You just keep checking the tank to see, is there enough in it? And it's just not a clean energy to be using. So that was a really good move for us.
So the rooms are obviously really comfortable for guests
exactly.
as well, because there's nothing worse than being too hot or too
yes.
cold when you're staying in a hotel.
Exactly. Yeah. So that has been very good. And that's throughout the whole hotel then. So the bedrooms are 21 degrees, and then the corridors in the hotel are 19 degrees. I suppose there was a time when we used to get feedback from guests that, oh, the room is too cold or it's too hot. Exactly. And that has changed since we've put in this new heating system.
And do you notice that now, Anya, that do people comment on the comfort of the hotel?
Definitely. On checkout, so many guests comment about the positive green initiatives in the hotel. They've noticed them, and they come back again because of that. We've seen an increase in the number of people who want to stay in a sustainable business and sustainable hotel.
So you think people actually, that was one of the questions I was going to ask, you think people actually choose Hotel Doolin because of the green initiatives that you're doing?
Definitely. So one of the things that we hosted 170 weddings in the last 2 years, in 2018 and 2019.
Wow.
And for every wedding that we hosted, we planted 10 native trees locally through a charity called hometree.ie. And so each tree offsets 1 ton of carbon in its lifetime. So in 2 years, we offset 1,700 ton of carbon through the planting of those trees over their lifetime. And so in 2017, the carbon footprint of the hotel was 465 ton. And then through different initiatives, we reduced the carbon footprint down to 110 ton the following year. And then we were able to offset that carbon through the planting of the trees.
Oh, no, that's lovely. That's such a nice story. And I think if you were choosing somewhere for a wedding, you'd really be inspired by that, I think.
Yeah, and the staff and also the team and also the wedding couples have gone out and been involved in that tree planting. And sometimes we have wedding couples who actually want to plant more trees than the 10 trees. So they have donated to Home Tree, which has just been really, really positive.
That is lovely. Mm-hmm. So nice.
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it? And do you find, like, obviously there's loads of benefits. There must be a real demand as well, like if you're putting on that many hotels or at that many weddings, rather.
Yeah, we do weddings a little bit differently. Mm. So there's, we kind of include everything in our weddings, like the music, the drinks on arrival, and even the drinks on arrival, we use herbs that are used that are grown in our polytunnel. We have a 50-foot polytunnel in the hotel where we grow lots of our own produce and herbs, and that actually saves us about €6,000 a year.
Wow.
We upgraded it last year from a 20-foot to a 50-foot, and that's just an example of the drinks reception. And obviously then the food, we purchase about 70% of our produce from a 30-mile radius of the hotel, which I think we mentioned there already. So the food, people love having locally sourced food or homegrown produce.
Absolutely, because I think if you're going to an area, especially I suppose for tourists that are coming abroad or were coming from abroad, that it's lovely to be able to eat locally produced produce.
Yeah, and then our restaurant, which is called Glass, we have a food map of Clare that shows where the produce has come from within Clare, and that's on the very first page of our menu.
And actually, speaking of I suppose, Clare as a wider area, do you think that, I suppose, the work that you're doing in the hotel has actually kind of, I suppose, inspired other community members to kind of take part and reduce their own energy?
Yes, well, we're active members of a group called the Burn Eco Tourism Network, which is a group of 50 businesses, local businesses in the Burn and Cliffs of Moher UNESCO Geopark. There's only two geoparks in Ireland. And we all have common environmental aims. So all of the businesses that are part of that group aim to reduce our carbon footprint. And we come together and we come up with ideas on what we could do as a group to do that.
So Adia, do you have some examples of how you've worked together? Because I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, well, our aim would be to keep the visitors in the area here a little bit longer, whether it's 5 minutes or 5 hours or 5 days. And we want people to taste the burn as well. So we refer people to each other's businesses in the area, as opposed to sending them outside of the county. And we also all have on our websites a Leave No Trace link for Leave No Trace Ireland and also for the Geopark, so that we can see, so that we're able to refer to each other.
I just was wondering as well, Anya, kind of what advice would you have for other businesses who want to reduce their carbon but don't really know where to start? Because at the beginning of your journey, it must have been so daunting to say that, right, where do we even begin? What do we do? What's the first thing we tackle?
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing that I would say is that I would suggest speaking to your energy supplier about changing to green electricity, looking at your heating system to see, is there a cleaner way of heating your hotel and heating water that doesn't involve a capital investment? We were able to achieve that. And also a simple thing that I'd recommend to any business that isn't doing it already, many may be doing it already, but to keep a green folder of your invoices, to keep your energy, your water and your waste bills all in one folder. So it's much easier to track the figures of what your carbon footprint is at the moment. And then you can go about setting targets of how you want to, what reduction you want to achieve. Cut out single-use plastics and also employ local people where possible. And also we as a hotel have worked with a company called Green Hospitality, who have been an integral part of helping us to become carbon neutral. And they were the company who actually certified us as being Ireland's first and only carbon neutral hotel.
What exactly was involved in, like, I can imagine it was a massive amount of work being certified as Ireland's only carbon neutral hotel. Can you just tell us a little bit about the kind of what exactly was involved in it?
Yeah, so we have a workbook where we input the amount of electricity that we use each month, as well as the number of people who dine and stay in the hotel. And then we're able to work out what the carbon footprint per guest, so how many kilowatt hours per guest we were achieving back 8 years ago. And then through different initiatives, we were able to reduce that. We meet as a green team once every 2 months. There's 1 hour. We keep the meeting to 1 hour so that it doesn't take over.
Sure.
And also keeps it fun and fresh. And then we come up with the ideas. Well, everybody brings ideas and then we see what ideas are feasible to do. And then we just go about doing it. I suppose in Hotel Doolin, we're lucky because we don't have a big hierarchy where we have to go through lots and lots of different channels. So we're able to make decisions quickly. And when we can see that there's going to be a return on investment, short term or long term, where we can make decisions and just get actions achieved.
That's great when you don't have, you know, kind of blockers.
Yes.
That you have to get approval from different people, that you can just go and do it. That must be really empowering.
It is. It is. Absolutely. The benefits that I'd say to any business are, like, we've reduced our employee turnover significantly. The team love to be part of it. They love working in a business that has sustainability at its core. And it might seem overwhelming and daunting and where do I start? But you just start and start with simple, quick turnaround options. Like I mentioned, the change into green electricity, that immediately is a quick and easy step to take for any business.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose, Anya, you probably get like a real sense of pride over every little milestone that you achieve.
Yeah, definitely. We've won a green award for the last 5 years in a row. The first 2 years in 2015 and 2016, it was the tourism and entertainment category. And then the following 3 years, we won best green medium-sized organisation in Ireland, which covers all industries, not just the hospitality industry. So that was a wonderful achievement for the team and very motivating to continue our work. And we won a Repack Waste Reduction Award last year, and we won a Chambers Ireland Award last year for our environmental and corporate social responsibility initiatives. So it's wonderful recognition for the team here.
You're cleaning up on you.
Yeah. Give someone else a chance.
We are very proud of the awards that we have won, and they're displayed on our reception desk. And it's been a fantastic journey so far, and long may it continue.
It's no wonder you've reduced your or you've increased your staff retention, because it just sounds like a wonderful place to work. And really rewarding. And
yeah, it is. And because we're so lucky to work and live where we are, it's just a beautiful place. That is where our journey started, to protect this beautiful environment that we were based in.
Yeah, you're so lucky. I think Doolin is one of my favorite places in the world. So, yeah. And I think you're doing a really good job there of keeping it safe.
Yeah.
And in terms of, I suppose, your kind of energy efficiency measures, Anya, kind of what's next for you? Have you kind of plans in the pipeline?
Yeah, so my next objective would be to use solar PV to generate energy for the hotel. And it's something that I'm working on at the moment. Also in Doolin, there is huge potential to generate wind energy. That would be the longer term research project. But at the moment, what we're working on is the solar PV energy generation.
That's a big project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're working with Green Hospitality on that. And obviously, we don't want to have a huge, big capital cost for it. So that's that's what we're researching at the moment.
Super. Dervla, I just want to ask you as well then, just to come in there and kind of, for those businesses, and Anya, feel free to jump in as well, for those businesses who might not have considered energy efficiency before and they're listening to this now, obviously they'll be very inspired by Anya's story, but can you just give us some reasons why they should consider it?
Yeah, sure. Look, I think most businesses at the moment are probably dealing with the kind of double whammy of COVID and Brexit, and maybe reducing their energy efficiency isn't top of the radar. But as you were saying, it's really important to be resilient, for business to be resilient to changes and impacts of external forces, just like climate change. So really it comes down to risk and whether a business that doesn't reduce their carbon emissions can survive in a decarbonized world. So, you know, there's multiple risks out there for businesses, really, including the cost of energy. Like, I think a recent survey, about 50% of businesses said that the cost of energy was a significant business challenge. And the cost of emissions, you know, in the budget, it was announced that carbon taxes are going to increase next year and subsequent years. So there's lots of reasons why a business should reduce their carbon impact and plenty of reasons as well why they want to. I think Anya's really articulated them, you know, really well there. I mean, there's the cost savings, your efficiency and profits can be boosted through those savings. It can enhance your brand and reputation. You know, an awful lot of customers now expect businesses to have plans in place to reduce their carbon impact. And also, obviously, Anya was saying it's really important for attracting and retaining staff. You know, many employees now really expect their employers to be doing something about their carbon impact. So there's lots of reasons. I think it just makes sense, you know, but it has to make sense from a business point of view. It can't just be for altruistic reasons. Like, it really needs to enhance businesses' competitiveness and the growth prospects for businesses.
And I think you can see there from Anya as well, just the passion that they have for it as well, which really comes through when you're talking about it, Anya. I meant to ask you as well, Anya, actually, in terms of kind of cost savings, if you were saying it to other businesses who mightn't have thought about it before, I mean, are the savings significant for you?
Yeah, no, it has. By reducing the energy consumption, we have definitely saved financially. So I mentioned that we reduced our oil consumption by 40%. So that was an immediate...
Yeah, that's a huge cost.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then reducing our energy as well, like the electricity, then reducing the electricity cost, that's an immediate saving on your electricity bill. It's obviously the right thing to do, but it's also, it's the right thing to do for our environment, but it's also the right thing to do for the business's pocket and for profitability.
Yeah. Absolutely. I suppose all of this probably, and I'm sure you were there once upon a time, Anya, this could seem very daunting to businesses. Mm-hmm. I know you were kind of saying about just switch your energy supplier to a green supplier first. Mm-hmm. But Dervla, where else should businesses be looking at? You know, where should they start?
There's plenty of sort of simple, pretty straightforward actions that businesses can take that, you know, don't really cost you anything. I mean, you know, if I were a business owner, I would start really by putting some fairly basic energy management practices in place. Now, that sounds a bit jargony, but really it's exactly what Anya was talking about there. You know, understanding your energy consumption and your emissions. So, you know, Anya mentioned a really practical tip there around the green folder, you know, having all your bills there in one place and understanding those bills. The next step then I think I would take as a business would be to educate myself on some of those early steps. You know, you can save up to 10% really through very low or even no cost changes to how you run your business. And then really it's about just starting to take action. You know, you don't need a really detailed plan to get to carbon neutral. It's just about starting somewhere. You know, make a target maybe to reduce by 10% in the next year or two and just start.
And one thing I think, Anya, that came through as well was the fact that you have a green team and obviously you're the leader of that team. Dervla, do you think businesses would need to have someone in place just like Anya, just kind of leading this?
Yeah, I think it's really important for businesses to demonstrate that leadership, you know, right from the top down and to inspire their staff. You don't necessarily need to put an entire team together. It can vary, I suppose, for different size businesses, but certainly that leadership is really important, I think.
Yeah. Dervla, so how are SEAI supporting SMEs on this journey?
Well, we have a range of supports for SMEs. And I suppose for businesses that are really starting out on the journey, our Energy Academy is a really useful resource. It's a free online educational resource for businesses, offers a wide range of courses and modules focused on a variety of energy efficiency topics. So each module is about 15, 20 minutes. You know, they cover topics from sort of the basics of energy and climate, office energy efficiency, eco-driving, right through to new technologies. So as I said before, you know, some really low cost or no cost changes can save you 10%. And a lot of those tips and suggestions are included in the Energy Academy modules. So anyone can access it. It's free. You can put your staff through it, as many as you like, and just get started. And I suppose just alongside that also, we have our guide to energy efficiency. So, you know, if you're not too keen on doing the online modules, that's a really comprehensive guide to saving energy and includes an awful lot of that information that we have in the Energy Academy in one easily downloadable document. So that's, I suppose, our educational supports that really help businesses to kickstart their journey. We also have, I suppose, supports around, you know, some grants and tax incentives for companies that are looking to take those next steps, maybe towards transitioning to renewable energy. Just like Anya was talking about, you know, looking at renewable heat. We have supports for that. There's also accelerated capital allowance, which is a bit of a mouthful, but it's really just a tax incentive to encourage companies to buy energy efficient equipment. So it's kind of similar to the wear and tear tax incentive, where you can write off the cost of equipment against profit over 8 years. But actually, in this case, it's over, you can write it off in the first year. It's brilliant. So, you know, companies looking to upgrade their equipment or buy electric vehicles can avail of that.
And that's for any business out there?
Yeah, anyone at all.
Wow. Okay. And we have information on that on the SAI website.
Yeah, our website has loads. There's other supports. I won't go into the detail of them, but there's loads of supports on our website there and plenty of information on each of them.
Brilliant. Thanks, Derva. So Anya, are you heading back now to beautiful Doolin with all your sights looking out over the ocean?
Oh yeah. Looking out here over the garden here at the hotel, getting ready for the weekend. So.
Well, it was absolutely so inspiring talking to you. I had goosebumps at one stage when you were talking about just how passionate everyone is down there. I'm sure, Derva, you're thinking the same. It's just,
I'm absolutely can't wait for these restrictions to be lifted, and I'm going to hop on a train and head down to Clare.
I know. I can't wait for another trip to Doolin.
Excellent. We look forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much to both my guests, Anya Martin from Hotel Doolin and Derva Stapleton from SAAI's business and industry team. It has been a fascinating chat about green hotels and why they're here to stay in Ireland. Thanks for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, then please like, share and subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening now. You'll find previous episodes on our website, saai.ie/podcast, along with information about our grants and supports. See you next week.